Okay, my name is Smai Gad. I live here in Berlin, and I come from Cameroon, from a native from the a native of Nso. Nso is a clan in Cameroon situated at the northwest of Cameroon and has a population of close to 1 million inhabitants. It's one of the biggest clans in Cameroon.
So tell me a bit about this sculpture.
Okay, the sculptor Ngonso is the founder of the Nso dynasty. The clan Nso was founded by this woman called Ngonso. So from foundation, a statue was built by our forefathers to represent this woman. And when this statue was built, like it's part of our culture, such statues, they don't build two of them, it's only one. So they speak what? Our forefathers speak what to this statue, and this statue is of great representation to the clan Nso. Before we can actually like offer sacrifices to our forefathers, which is part of our culture and we cannot run away from, we use this statue. But for quite a very long time, since about 1901, that this statue disappeared from the Nso Palace, we've not been able to have anything again that can represent this statue so that we can offer sacrifices to our forefathers. So it has been a very big problem to the Nso community till today.
Happened to the statue?
Nso people had a war encounter with the German colonial masters during colonial times, and in that war, they actually defeated the Nso people and capture lots of sculptures from the palace, not only the Ngonso, but we do value the Ngonso so much because of its importance to our community. So a lot of statues were being captured from the palace, taken from the palace and brought to Germany.
And especially to Berlin.
Some are in Berlin. Now, after a lot of research, we realized that a great number of them are in Berlin in Dahlem Museum. Some are in Karlsruhe, also in the museum. And maybe there are still some in other museums in Germany we've not even discovered. So we have paid visits to museums, asked in so many museums also. And finally, at least, finally, I discovered that the Gonzo is here in Berlin in Dahlem Museum.
And did you ask them to give it back to you?
Well, I actually like visited the museum, and I actually like met one of the museum curators who was actually like very welcoming. But at least he only told me that he can assure me that the statue is there. He cannot lie. But you can never take anything away from the museum. You can only see, but you cannot take it away. And I was happy actually. He actually showed me, and I saw the statue. And I took a photo I sent to my people, and they confirmed that this is the statue they've been looking for.
And he told you you can never take it back.
It is not in his position to talk about taking away, because that is against museum law. Museum, you can only see something and then you go back. So now we've been looking for ways who can actually like help us push this statue out, because our people are desperate and they are crying every day. It is a very special statue for our community, a population of about 1 million people. They can perish one day because this statue is not there. These people can perish overnight. According to our tradition, this 1 million people can perish because of the absence of this statue.
And they're asking you.
They are asking us who are living in Berlin. I live in Berlin. Other Nso people live in Berlin as well. They are asking them, asking all of us, what can we do to get this statue back? The community is asking. And then we came to realize that all these things, they are under the control of the Humboldt Forum. I'm sometimes really worried because when I looked at Germany, I see that Germany has got a tradition. Germany has got a culture. It's not only Africa that has a culture. When I go around the streets of Berlin, I see statues of people like Willy Brandt. I admire them because they are historical statues and they represent the history of Germany. But I ask myself, if I go to take the statue of Willy Brandt to Cameroon, of what help is it to me? And can I even do it? I ask myself these kind of questions. Of what help is Willy Brandt's statue to me in Cameroon? If they build the statue of Angela Merkel here in Berlin, it is to represent the history of Berlin, not to represent the history of Nsaw people. I cannot take Angela Merkel's statue to Nsaw. It's of no help to me. So why do you come to Nsaw and take our statue that it is of great historical importance to us and bring it here in Dahlem Museum? And the most unfortunate thing is that this statue is not more in an exhibition. It is kept in the basement. Locked in the basement, because they know that there is a hunt for this statue. It is not in exhibition. You cannot see it. So I looked at, when I looked at some of these things, then when I hear people say colonialism is over, I ask myself, how is colonialism over? We are still colonized because you still have things that belongs to us from colonial times. And then you tell me that colonialism is over. I wonder, I truly wonder